as a boy, John Peterson heard the gospel one night in Salina, Kansas. The Bible text was from the book of Daniel. Thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. That night he trusted Christ as his personal Savior. In the years that followed, he has shared that message by means of song to millions. His cantatas alone have sold in the millions of copies. During World War II, John Peterson was the pilot of the Curtiss C-46 and flew over the hump to China. It was dangerous business. Sometimes he had opportunities to speak to other airmen about Christ. Here's how he tells of one of his experiences. My friend listened attentively as I testified to Christ's power and grace to fill any human void, no matter how basic. From there I went on to outline the spiritual laws we find in Scripture, dealing with man's sin and a need for redemption, God's action on our behalf, and the promise of eternal salvation in Jesus Christ. John, he said at length, I believe everything you tell me. I don't have any question about it. I really want to become a Christian. I spoke about the matter of urgency and that he should not take a chance and gamble on the future. Our conversation went on past midnight, but he could not bring himself to the point of making a decision. He seemed to waver. But at last he turned me off with the flat assertion that he just wasn't ready. The next day he went out on the hump trip and didn't return. That terrible interlude haunted me again and again. And a couple of years later, I wrote the song, God's Final Call.
Someday you'll hear God's final call to you, to take his offer of salvation through. This could be it, my friend, if you but knew.
Isn't being slow in coming, as he promised, even though it sometimes seems that way. But he is waiting, for the good reason that he's not willing that any should perish. And he is giving more time for sinners to repent.
All hope will then be gone.
None of us know when God's final call is coming. Don't make the mistake of putting salvation off. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.